Yo, today's QOD is avoid toxic people. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We've got Pamela Jett of Choose to Be Happy fame on the show today. And today, Pamela is going to encourage you to avoid toxic people. Avoid them like the plague. Because, you know, this isn't like some random self-help platitude or advice. This is literally brain science. You have neurons in your brain called mirror neurons. And what these mirror neurons do is they take on the thinking and the feeling of the people who you are around. So this is why when you're around toxic people, you start to have negative thoughts. You start to have these uncomfortable feelings because your brain is taking on the wiring of the people you surround yourself with. So imagine when you surround yourself with negative, toxic people all the time. You end up having a negative, toxic brain. It's literally neuroscience. So what she's going to talk about today is how to steer clear of those toxic people, how to protect your mind, and also how to train others how to treat you. Before we get to Pamela, Money Mind Academy enrollment is open right now. That is my 8-week course that is going to completely transform your relationship with money. If you've been struggling to save money, if you're having a hard time getting out of debt, if you've been trying to follow personal finance programs and it's just not working for you and you're tired of trying to sacrifice your way to financial prosperity, take Money Mind Academy. You can learn more about it at moneymindacademy.com. We're going to help you identify your limiting beliefs around money and get rid of them. We're going to help you silence the critic that is constantly talking to you and telling you how you don't deserve money. You're not worthy of money. And we're also going to get into managing your emotions, because what a lot of people do when they're feeling emotionally down, retail therapy is real. And so you start saving up your money, you have a few bad days, and you take your money to the mall. I'm going to show you how to manage your emotions so you don't do that ever again. So check that out at moneymindacademy.com. Enrollment closes next Monday at noon Pacific time. So enroll. It's risk-free. You don't like the course, then I'll just give you your money back. No big deal, but you are going to love it. Pamela Jett coming up.
Strategy number two is very related to choosing to be happy. And that's something that I have tried very much to practice in my own personal life, and the payoff has been tremendous. And it's quite simply this: avoid toxic people. You know toxic people, right? They are those walking black holes of misery, and their entire life is devoted into sucking you right down with them, because misery loves company. Is that correct? I encourage you to avoid those toxic people. Now, some of you are thinking, oh, no, Pamela, I cannot avoid toxic people. I gave birth to one. I'm married to one. I work with them. They're everywhere. I get that. That is why the suggestion is not purge toxic people from your life. It's avoid them. When you have choice, choose to be with people who build you up, not drag you down. Choose to be with the optimists, not the pessimists. Choose to be with the winners, not the whiners. What that means in real practical application is if the gossips, the whiners, the complainers, those moany, groany people ask you out to lunch, or you can eat your lunch out of a brown bag and it's an old turkey sandwich, what's better for you? Yeah, the old turkey sandwich, that brown bag, because attitudes are contagious and theirs is not worth catching. Now, some of you are thinking, oh, but Pamela, I can cheer them up. Well, as nice and altruistic as that is, it normally does not work. Because while you may be very positive, very upbeat, maybe you pull the group up or the two or three people or that one toxic person up for just a moment or two, what's going to happen when you leave? Whoa, Miss Pollyanna was here, nothing but perky. They aren't going to believe you. They're going to think that you did have something in your Cheerios that morning that made you so perky. It normally does not work. There's an old adage that says, guilty by association. Even if it does work to build up those toxic people, even if you could change their attitude, I would hate for someone to think that I am a toxic person because of the people that I associate with. It has been my experience that toxic people are not very promotable. They're not seen as team players, and they are not seen as the professionals that I know each and every one of us in this room would like to be seen as. I encourage you to do everything you can to avoid toxic people. Choose to be with people who build you up, not drag you down. Now, some of you are probably thinking to yourself, okay, Pamela, I see the legitimacy in this. I get that. I know that my attitude is the most important asset that I have as a professional because my attitude does determine my altitude. I recognize that, but you don't know what it's like where I work. Anybody here working a cube farm? You know, people prairie dog in cube farms, don't they? They're, oh, what's going on? What's going on? We have very little privacy, very little borders. And what happens in cube farms on a regular basis is that the toxic people come up to you. You'll be in the middle of working, and about 8:45 every morning, here they come doing something like this. Is it Friday yet? And of course, what are they trying to do to you? Yeah, they are trying to drag you down. When I run training sessions, I often ask the question, would anybody like to know what to do with those toxic people who come trudging up to you? Would you like to know what to do with the toxic people who come trudging up to you? I see some of you going, yes, I would. Well, here's what we want to do with the toxic person. You want to look at them. You want to smile a little bit. And you want to say, well, I'm having a good day today. And I guarantee you, you will annoy them and they will go away. Now, are they going to go away for good? Oh, no. Like I said, they are going to wonder exactly what you had in your Cheerios that morning that made you so dosh darn perky. And the very next day, it's going to be something like this. I told you yesterday was going to be a bad day. Today's going to be even worse, don't you know? And of course, what are they trying to do to you? Bring you down. So what do? You smile at them and you say, well, yesterday was an interesting day, but I'm having a good day today. And eventually, they will figure something out. They will figure out that you're no fun. And they will go find themselves another victim. There is an old management principle that says this: what gets rewarded gets repeated. I'll share that with you again. What gets rewarded gets repeated. If you're wondering to yourself, why do the miserable, toxic, moany, groany people always come up to me? It might be time to ask yourself a really tough question. And that tough question is, what am I doing that makes it so rewarding for them to be there? Is it commiserating? Is it getting sucked into it? Is it spending too much time moaning and groaning with them? By the way, I am not suggesting that you be mean, rude, and nasty to the toxic person. You do not need to say, you know, talk to the hand, you toxic freak, because the face ain't listening. You don't need to do that. You simply need to stop feeding into it. There is a wonderful adage that Eleanor Roosevelt taught me. Eleanor Roosevelt taught me that it is my responsibility as an individual to train other people how to treat me. Isn't that smart? Train other people how to treat you. If you're tired of people coming up to you with their misery, their toxicity, trying to drag you down, to take your joy away, train them that it's not working with you. Train them that you don't get sucked into it.
Alrighty, my friend, that was Pamela Jett. Her website is relentlessly-positive.com. You can listen to today's entire talk. It's about an hour long on YouTube. It is called Success is an Attitude. Hey, get signed up for Money Mind Academy right now. That is my 8-week course that'll completely transform your relationship with money so you can start earning and saving and investing more money and get set up for your future as well as your present. So you can learn more about that at moneymindacademy.com. Also, if you want ad-free episodes, go to your app store, download the Stitcher app, and join Stitcher Premium. It is $4.99 a month, and you will get QOD completely commercial free. All right, my friend, I will see you tomorrow with Mr. Brian Tracy. I am out. Peace.